We're back with another episode of the Real Talk on Women's Health Podcast with Essentia Health. Today, we're talking about acupuncture, something I'm very interested in, but I don't know much about. So very excited to be joined by licensed acupuncturist Emily Hishlin. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So let's kick things off with just a brief introduction to acupuncture. I guess I don't even know really what it is, but I can picture it in my mind. So what is it and how does it work?
Yeah, I think we do all have kind of a picture of what acupuncture is. We've seen a lot of pictures, maybe videos, and essentially that is what it is. The insertion of tiny needles into the body on specific channels mapped out through the theory of Chinese medicine. Usually the needles are retained in the body for 15 minutes to 45 minutes. Acupuncture is a part of a larger system of medicine, East Asian medicine. So it's really one modality that we use within that whole system of medicine.
So what are some common health issues that acupuncture can help address?
We see a lot of acute and chronic pain. So neck and back pain, arthritis. I do see a lot of people recovering from surgery or injuries. So like shoulder repair and knee replacement, things like that. We work on GI issues, including IBS, diarrhea, constipation. A large number of my patients are working through some mental health conditions such as anxiety, PTSD, depression. The chronic pain piece of it is pretty vast. So I have a lot of patients with unexplained pain or conditions such as fibromyalgia or Ehlers-Danlos, different types of autoimmune conditions that can have a chronic pain element to them. Yeah, I don't want to leave out women's health. So PMS, including conditions like endometriosis, polycystic ovarian disease, reproductive health in general, including fertility.
So this might be a silly question, but do you need to have any of those health issues to see the benefits of acupuncture, or can somebody who's perfectly healthy also see benefits from it?
That's a really good question. And I was just talking about this with someone earlier. Originally, acupuncture was used more so as a preventative medicine. And so if you got sick, you didn't pay your doctor because they didn't do a good job. And that might be an exaggeration. But yes, acupuncture is really good for preventative health. It has an effect on the immune system. It reduces stress, which can wreak havoc on our health. So no, you don't necessarily need to have something acutely wrong.
So you kind of just touched on this, but how can acupuncture help women with their overall health, women of all ages, you know, from young adults, you know, all the way to elderly women as well?
You can use acupuncture in children and babies, but a lot of times I'm not seeing women until they reach age of menstruation, which is oftentimes when they do start to maybe have migraine headaches or issues with PMS. So those are largely the conditions I see in adolescent teen girls. And then it can help women just regulate their hormonal health in general and help manage stress and other conditions they might have that don't respond well to medication or are interfering with their daily life, you know, such as like digestive health.
So you just mentioned this, and I just want to ask one question going off of that. Children can see an acupuncturist. It's not just for, you know, teenagers or adult women. Babies and children can see one as well, right?
They absolutely can. Yeah, not every acupuncturist is comfortable seeing children that young, and they're quite squirrely, so it can be a little bit of a dance, and it doesn't look like your typical acupuncture session. So you would place a needle or two. The little kid might notice they're there, try and take them out. And, you know, there's a little bit of a dance of distraction and reinsertion of needles.
So a little bit trickier, but still possible.
It's possible.
So speaking of babies and kids, let's talk about acupuncture in pregnancy. Is acupuncture safe during pregnancy?
Acupuncture is very safe in pregnancy. The only thing that we avoid as acupuncturists is specific points that might be contraindicated.
What are some benefits of seeing an acupuncturist if you are pregnant, for any pregnant mamas to be out there? What are some of those benefits?
Hey, pregnant mamas. Acupuncture can be a really wonderful way to stabilize a pregnancy and regulate hormones in early trimester, even potentially reducing the risk of miscarriage. It can be really helpful for morning sickness and fatigue. When you get into the third trimester and the body's changing, you might have more issues with pain such as sciatica or pelvic pain, and acupuncture is a really good support for that, partly in that it doesn't have concerning side effects to worry about, such as pharmaceuticals that a person might avoid when they're pregnant. pregnant.
So when you're going through a pregnancy, some pregnancy-related conditions can pop up. You mentioned a few, but are there any other specific pregnancy-related conditions that acupuncture can help with?
It can help with breech presentation, possibly. And when I was in private practice, I would see a number of women 35 to 40 weeks of pregnancy looking to flip their babies. And in my own experience, it's been incredibly effective. Those are most of the conditions that acupuncture can be helpful with. The one other thing that I would mention is hypertension. Acupuncture can help, and some research has shown, manage hypertension.
So now let's talk about a different stage of life. Perimenopause and menopause. Can acupuncture help women going through perimenopause and menopause as well?
Oh my goodness, yes. Has a pretty profound effect for women on reducing hot flashes. It can help with the mood changes that women see, including anxiety and depression, and even the infamous perimenopausal rage. So acupuncture can help by improving quality of sleep and helping women to feel more optimal energy through the day.
So I want to ask you now about mental health and acupuncture, because I had no idea that acupuncture could actually be used to improve mental health. So can you kind of talk about how acupuncture can be used to treat things like anxiety and depression?
Anxiety, depression, and specifically PTSD is a special interest for me in practice. There's been a lot of research on the use of acupuncture in anxiety, depression, and PTSD. Some of the main ways that research is showing how acupuncture works is reducing inflammation in the brain and in the body, and creating improved neuroplasticity. It also releases a flood of neurotransmitters and hormones. So all those hormones that make you feel better or happier or more satisfied, such as serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin even, are released when you receive acupuncture.
So can you talk a little bit about the evidence that supports the use of acupuncture for mental health issues?
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of research on the use of acupuncture for anxiety and depression. Some of the research shows that acupuncture helps reduce inflammation, which can improve symptoms of depression, and also improves neuroplasticity.
So on top of acupuncture improving mental health, can you also talk about acupuncture for chronic conditions? Like, how does acupuncture help with things like fibromyalgia and arthritis in women?
Yeah. One of the ways in which acupuncture works is on the pain control system in our body. So it upregulates the downregulating pain control system in our body. Like, so that your body is just getting fewer signals of pain. So when you have chronic pain, there's nothing acutely wrong. You don't need to be feeling that pain constantly. And so acupuncture provides a way to kind of interrupt that signaling that's happening. Acupuncture also works on the immune system. It can help decrease inflammation. And it also helps the immune system and the nervous system to communicate, and in that way, reduce symptoms.
And what is the effectiveness of acupuncture in treating migraines and headaches? That's something I used to deal with all the time. Is this really an effective way to treat migraines and headaches?
Absolutely. And treating migraine headaches is one of my favorite things to help people with, essentially because it is so effective. And I know it can be a fairly debilitating condition to deal with in one's life. So
from the outside looking in, if you're somebody who maybe doesn't know much about acupuncture, it might look a little bit scary because, you know, you're, I guess, using needles and whatnot. But are there any risks or side effects associated with acupuncture?
There are just a few. Rare side effects of acupuncture are known to include organ puncture and pneumothorax and nerve damage and also infection. And that's why it's important to see someone who's experienced and licensed.
So how can somebody make sure that they're going to somebody that's safe and licensed when it comes to acupuncture? Are there any things that we can look out for?
Sure. When you're seeking acupuncture in the community, you actually have a number of options. So if you're seeing a licensed acupuncturist, you should have that information readily available from your acupuncturist. It should be listed on their website or up on the wall in their office. You can also look online at medical licenses. So if you want to look up a specific name and practitioner, you can do that. There's some confusion as far as, is acupuncture the same thing as dry needling? There are other practitioners who will apply acupuncture, including doctors. They essentially have different levels of training, and they have the different levels of regulation. And that's something to consider.
So obviously a big part of your role as a licensed acupuncturist is integrating with conventional medical treatments. How does that work? Can you kind of tell us about that?
So for the last 6 years I've been working at Essentia Health on the integrative medicine team. And that's really opened so many doors for me as a practitioner, and my ability to help my patients feels much more collaborative as far as knowing what their health history is in full and their labs and any x-rays or surgeries they've had. And then just the ability to really easily communicate with their doctors. And that's something that I think is important, is that piece of collaboration.
So are there complementary therapies that work well with acupuncture? And what are some of those?
Yeah, I absolutely encourage people to not isolate acupuncture, and that it works really well when they're trying to find some benefit in a specific health condition. So, you know, I have people using PT. I have people that are doing therapies such as Botox for migraine headaches. Acupuncture can work really well alongside with Botox when you're talking about steroid injections or other types of treatment for pain or chronic pain. Acupuncture can work alongside those things. It's best sometimes to maybe not have PT on the same day as you have acupuncture, and definitely to talk with your therapist as far as how you space those treatments out.
So something I like to ask everybody who comes onto this podcast is, what are some common misconceptions about the topic that you're here to talk about? So in this case, what are some common misconceptions about acupuncture that you would like to take the time to dispel right now?
A lot of people have a general fear that acupuncture is going to be painful. You know, we really try to avoid creating any pain when we're putting the points in, and that the reward that you get after getting the needles placed and laying on our table is that you can find some really deep relaxation. I first started practice in Duluth about 16 years ago. I used to get a lot different questions during that time. People wanted to know if you had to believe in acupuncture for it to work, and you don't. And I think really what's changing over the last 20 years is that there's more and more research on how acupuncture works in a body in a way that people can understand. That is different than the way that maybe I understand or learned acupuncture in the traditional Chinese sense. So I think it really helps that there's been so much research on acupuncture.
Definitely. And then the last question I always like to ask everybody is, what's one thing that you want people listening to take away out of everything that we talked about? Maybe something you didn't touch on yet. What is just one thing you want people to know about acupuncture and your role as a licensed acupuncturist?
I'll just say that acupuncture is a really good option if you're struggling with something that you don't quite have all the answers for and you want to feel better. And if you're wondering if acupuncture can help, I would say go for it. There's really, really small risk involved, and the benefit you could get is maybe going to be beyond that particular thing that you go into the clinic for. You know, a lot of people find they come in for one specific thing and they have three other things that improve that they weren't expecting.
I think you might have convinced me to try acupuncture.
You can come come on over.
You had me at deeply relaxing. I'm excited about that. Well, that does it for this episode of the Real Talk on Women's Health Podcast with Essentia Health. Emily Hishlin, a licensed acupuncturist with Essentia Health, thank you so much for coming and teaching me and everybody else about acupuncture.
Thanks for having me.